WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
An old adage says that jazz swings to the right during Republican administrations and gets more progressive under Democrats. The revolutionary music of bebop sprang up under Roosevelt and Truman. The 60s avant-garde flourished under Lyndon Johnson's watch. And button-down Wynton Marsalis came along around the same time Reagan was sworn in. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's looking forward to the Clinton years if it means we'll be hearing more bands like the New York Quintet, new and used.
Like the Art Ensemble of Chicago, New and Used is an exception to the rule that a jazz band has to be named for its leader to be any good. In fact, this quintet has five leaders, all of whom write for the band. The balance of power keeps shifting around, from gig to gig, from tune to tune, and within an individual piece. That's on New and Used's debut album, Souvenir, on the label Knitting Factory Works. One reason this band pulls in a lot of different directions is the diverse background of its members. Violinist Mark Feldman, a gifted improviser and interpreter of written music, co-leads the string trio Arcado. Diggs fusion violinist Zbigniew Seifert has been used as a featured soloist by composer Anthony Davis and spent years on the road with Loretta Lynn. Alto and baritone saxophonist Andy Laster has recorded three albums under his own name and has toured with Lyle Lovett. Dave Douglas, who's played hard bop with Horace Silver and klezmer music with Don Byron, has over the last couple of years developed into an exceptional trumpeter. He plays wide leaping lines with a bell-like tone that sounds more like a cornet than a trumpet. Imagine an avant-garde Bix Beiderbecke or Ruby Braff. New and Used is full of good players, but so are some pretty dull bands. The difference here is the quality of the writing, which reflects the musicians' varied experience, but doesn't sound patched together. On the downtown New York scene in the 80s, composition was often about disruptive jump cuts, the style John Zorn made famous. In the 90s, it's more about getting diverse ideas or textures to flow naturally from one to another. One major asset in doing that is a superior rhythm section. Bassist Kermit Driscoll from guitarist Bill Frisell's band, and drummer Tom Rainey, who has a great ear for detail and rarely plays anything the same way twice. This is from Mark Feldman's compulsive gambling epic, Trifecta. That kind of complex, integrated writing is becoming common in New York and elsewhere these days. Not that you'd know it from reading the jazz magazines or from all those underripe bebop revival records the major labels keep pushing. Well, The Democrats are back now, so maybe that'll change. Jazz is as due for overhaul as the executive branch was, and for some of the same reasons. A failure to come to grips with a radically changed world, intolerance for the unconventional, and a vision of art with no place for daring, risk, or raunchiness. You know something's wrong in a country when a presidential candidate gets sneered at for playing the saxophone. On the other hand, the saxophone player got elected.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator living in New York City. He reviewed Souvenir by New and Used on the Knitting Factory label.